Astrophysicist Thane Curry initially opposed the 30-meter telescope when he first began working on Mauna Kea's Subaru telescope 5 years ago.
And I did it because I did not have a proper understanding of what the telescope is all about. I did not have a proper understanding of its size, its location, and how it's giving back to the community.
TMT has been courting Mauna Kea for more than a decade and has invested more than $5 million into STEM education on the Big Island. The $1.4 billion telescope would have a footprint of nearly 1.5 acres and stand at a height of about 18 stories tall. But it was the judicial process that ultimately convinced him.
After the Supreme Court invalidated the first permit and we had to redo the process, I feel that the process was a lot more transparent, and I believe that the outcome of that legal process was probably a better compromise than the first time around.
Curry has since become one of the project's most vocal supporters, even starting a group called Yes to TMT. Native Hawaiian scientist Aurora Kagawa Viviani was originally indifferent to TMT being built. Mauna Kea is one of the best places on Earth for astronomy, and she values new technology and the potential for discovery. But she wasn't entirely sure those calling themselves Kia'i or protectors of the mountain, most of whom are Native Hawaiian, would be taken seriously.
We could say no, but it wouldn't matter.
She says the 2015 protest that initially halted TMT construction caught her by surprise.
That's something I assumed was inevitable. The construction of a massive telescope on Mauna Kea, something I thought was inevitable, might not necessarily be inevitable.
She says she began to reflect on her own ethical principles of scientific research, as well as her role as a Native Hawaiian scientist. Kagawa Viviani has since helped organize UH graduate students in the sciences, including astronomy, who believe their disciplines can be more just and equitable. According to a 2018 poll conducted by the Honolulu Star Advertiser, nearly 77% of Hawaii voters support TMT. A majority of the 800 respondents identifying as Native Hawaiians also approve the project. There's no telling whether the past 2 weeks of protests have had any impact on public opinion. Governor David Ige is soliciting feedback in an effort to find out. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.